share with you, another veteran here, Michael Wong, the other day put word out to us that the Chronicle needed more letters to the editor from veterans and so on. And I was so glad to hear from this mother here. I did send a letter. They never did call me, but this is what I wrote the other day with the hopes that it would get published. Editor, I listened to two mothers who lost sons in Iraq. One felt we should bring the troops home now. The other mother felt it makes it more difficult for her son and is not support, you know, what we're doing. As a Vietnam combat veteran, and as evidenced by the already formed Iraqi Veterans Against the War, more and more of the military will come to realize they are pawns. Both wars, Vietnam and this war, started with lies. There is no nobility in fighting, killing, and dying for lies. We realized this in the war zones. While on the front line, I was writing home telling people to do whatever they could to bring us home. It was clear to me that our cause was not just and that we had no top military leaders who knew what they were doing. We were just fodder. So many of our soldiers in Iraq realized this. They know they are lied to, are not being commanded according to any sort of plan, and that the best support they can get from family and friends is to bring them home now, before they die and before they kill more innocent Iraqis who did not ask for this war. Once they are home, we all need to band together and impeach those who lie. Thank you.